It's Thursday, the 2nd of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. South Africa's economy has probably contracted more than 30% in the second quarter. This is as a result of COVID-19 restrictions. The Reserve Bank says the annualized drop in gross domestic product is forecast at 32.6% for the 3 months through June. The economy contracted an annualized 2% in the 3 months to March. This is the first time since 2009 that a South African recession has lasted longer than two quarters. COVID-19 related claims are mounting for insurers, with just over 500 small South African firms battling insurers who have rejected business interruption claims worth up to 4 billion rand. Loss adjustment firm Insurance Claims Africa is pushing a host of big South African insurers, including Santam, Old Mutual, Hollard and HIC underwriting managers to make payouts. For more on the battle between the hospitality sector and insurers, listen to Alec Hogg's podcast with Insurance Claims Africa CEO Ryan Woolley. That's on biznews.com, and you can find a full transcript of the interview in our BizNews premium section. Steinhoff, a former Johannesburg stock market darling, continues to experience fallout from the accounting scandal, which was unearthed in 2017. Bloomberg reports that its advisory fees climbed 35% last year, and Reuters says that Steinhoff International is battling legal claims amounting to more than 9 billion euros. Steinhoff has teetered perilously close to collapse since 2017, and more than 2 years after former Steinhoff CEO Markus Juster walked away from the wreckage, the authorities have still failed to act with determination to bring corporate criminals to book for what is one of the biggest financial scandals to hit a Johannesburg-listed company. Steinhoff shares trade for less than 1 rand a share, but before the German authorities revealed that they were probing accounting irregularities, Steinhoff was trading closer to 100 rand a share. Steinhoff also lost its value on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Tobacco companies, including the so-called legitimate brands, have been ghost smuggling cigarettes and making bumper profits under a government prohibition on tobacco sales. That's the explosive allegation from a tobacco insider. Listen to this excerpt from BizNews founder Alec Hogg's explosive interview with the tobacco insider, who had close links with John Bredenkamp, the Zimbabwean arms and tobacco trafficker who died last month.
You know this industry well. What do you make of what's going on at the moment with the banning on legitimate sales of cigarettes, and we know that the smokers are still smoking? So what's going on here? What's behind all this?
All that's happened is cigarettes have become now completely illegal. So SARS doesn't receive any duties or taxes. They allow the manufacturers to manufacture for export. So the manufacturers continue manufacturing as if they're exporting. And they're selling it into the local market at phenomenal prices. Anything that's illegit or unavailable, the demand goes up and the prices go up. So cigarettes that was sold for 70 rand and 60 rand for a carton of 10 packets is now being sold for 400 rand. So they're making unbelievable margins.
And who's they?
All the cigarette manufacturers.
Including the BATs, in other words, the supposedly legitimate multinationals.
The full interview is available on BizNews Radio. Finally, a look at how stocks have been trading on the JSE. Telkom was the best performer of the day, gaining about 6.5%, while Barlow World led the losers down at the end of trading, shedding just over 7%. Late on Wednesday, 17 rand and 9 cents would get you $1, 21 rand and 33 cents would buy you £1, while 19 rand and 25 cents was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.